Today I bring this person needing finances before your throne. I thank you, Father, that as we agree in prayer and declare your word over this situation, faith rises and prayers are answered. Father, Psalm 50 verse 10 says that you own the cattle on a thousand hills. There is an abundance in your kingdom and that you do not know lack. So as I bring this need before your throne, thank you that your provision and abundance replaces our lack. Philippians 4:6 says that we are not to worry about anything, but tell you what we have need of. So today we lay down any worry and anxiety and choose to trust you to provide. We bring this financial need before your throne and declare that nothing is too difficult for you to take care of. You are our Father and know even before we ask what we have need of. Your word in Philippians 4:19 declares that you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you bore all lack and poverty so that we might have abundance. We ask for forgiveness for any part that we might have played in causing this lack. Any unwise spending or misappropriation of finances or wrong decisions, and help us, Father, to always be good stewards of finances that come our way. Thank you today for release and breakthrough in the area of finances. We take authority over any obstacle, hindrance, delay, or generational curse of poverty in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that we have more than enough to meet every need and still give out to others. I speak favor into this person's finances today and call forth provision from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And thank you, Father, according to Psalm 34 verse 10, as we seek you, this listener will lack no good thing. Lack goes now in the name of Jesus. And we give you, Father, all the honor and the glory for this. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.